Chapter 2. Love is hard. Sunday, February the 1st. Mum and Dad were shouting a lot until late at night. They should think about me more. I'm having a difficult time and I need my sleep. They don't understand being in love. Of course they don't. They got married more than 14 years ago. Wednesday, February the 4th. Dad's car isn't working. I had to show him the bus stop. He is an adult, but he doesn't even know about the bus stop. Mum doesn't do any housework now. All she does is go to work and read. She's reading a book about women and their difficult lives. She said, "This book will change my life." What does that mean? The spot is smaller. Saturday, February the 7th. Mum and Dad shouted for hours. Nobody cooked any dinner, so I went to the chip shop and bought chips. I sat at the bus stop to eat them, and then I walked about, feeling sad. I came home and went to sleep. Sunday, February the 8th. Dad came into my bedroom this morning.
"Can we talk?" he asked. "I'm sorry about yesterday and all the shouting."
Then he said,
"Me and your mum are having problems."
I didn't say anything.
"You can ask me anything," he said.
"Can I have 32 pence for the chips?" I asked. He gave me a pound. So now I've got 68 pence more than I had before. Pandora, my heart is heavy. Friday, February the 13th. Pandora doesn't sit next to me in geography anymore. Barry Kent does. He kept looking at my work and using my answers, so I told the teacher. But she's afraid of Barry Kent too, so she didn't say anything to him. Pandora looked beautiful today. I've sent her a Valentine's Day card. I wrote on it with my left hand. She will never know that it's from me. Saturday, February the 14th. I only got one Valentine's Day card. It was in Mum's writing. Dad's card to Mum was very small. On the inside it said, "Let's try again." Mr. and Mrs. Lucas are getting a divorce. Mrs. Lucas has left their house. My mother went next door to help Mr. Lucas. I think that Valentine's Day is not a good day for married people. Monday, February the 16th. A letter came from People's Poems.
"Dear Adrian Mole, thank you for the interesting poem. I'm sorry, but it is not good enough for us to use on television. Maybe you can give it to your school newspaper. If you want to be a writer, you will hear 'no thank you' many times. I hope you are strong enough. All the best. John Tidyman."
I took the letter to school. I kept getting it out and reading it. I was hoping that one of the teachers might ask to read it, but none of them did. Pandora got 17 Valentine's Day cards. Nigel got 7. Even Barry Kent got 3, and nobody likes him. Anyway, I am sure none of them got a letter from a TV programme. Tuesday, February the 17th. Barry Kent stopped me outside school today. He said,
"Give me 25 pence every day or I'll hit you."
"I never have any money," I told him. So he hit me. Mr. Cherry at the newspaper shop is going to give me a newspaper round. It's a lot of work to carry newspapers to people's houses every morning, but I've got a job. It's quiet at home. My parents aren't speaking. Mum keeps going to see Mr. Lucas. He's still sad about his divorce. I've got 5 new spots and the one on my chin. Monday, February the 23rd. I started my newspaper round today. I got up at 6 o'clock. I've got Elm Tree Road. It's very posh. All the newspapers for that road are very heavy. Just my luck. Friday, February the 27th. Early this morning, I saw Pandora walking out of the front door of 69 Elm Tree Road. Now I know her address. Her house is much bigger than ours. The rooms look like forests because of all the green plants in them. I stood behind a car because I don't want her to see me doing this job. My heart was really loud and I thought that she might hear me. I'm worried about Bert. He needs more help than I can give him. He needs someone like a nurse, maybe. I rang Leicester Social Services because I know they sometimes send nurses to old people's houses to help them. They are sending someone to talk to him. Saturday, February the 28th. Mum has just come into my room. She said,
"I'm sorry, but I've got something terrible to tell you. Life is difficult for me. I need to do something to be happy, but I don't want to make you sad."
Then she said,
"Being married is like being in prison."
I don't understand her. Being married is nothing like being in prison. She can go to the shops every day and she goes out to work.